If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast, where we are capable of defending our 2-0 leads. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal. Vishal, welcome to the podcast on a crazy week. And if you are a Liverpool fan, I mean, this has been a week where how in the world the most basic things have become the most life-affirming now. For us in Liverpool, it is a most basic defensive thing done right, or the simplest of clearances are sort of the highlights. Because we'll spend a little bit of time quickly dismantling or decoding Liverpool's Dr. Jekyll in attack and Mr. Hyde in defense performance. What a split personality. I mean, we saw it against Leicester this weekend. They play tonight as we record in Moscow in the Champions League. Quickly, Vishal, I mean, I know we'll probably dive into this at a later episode in more detail, but just how can Liverpool be this poor? And I ask you from your own amateur defensive days out in the field.
Yes. It felt like that because there were times when you used to look at ourselves and pretend to go, I mean, I'm on the spot and wonder, my God, how bad we can get. And that's exactly how Liverpool looked. Our goalkeeper that was equally clueless. Four defenders who I don't know what they were thinking. None of them seemed to know each other's game. None of them seemed to have each other's back. The whole point of the defense, if a defense has to be good, it has to be partnership. It has to have partnership between the right back and the center back and the left back and the right center back.
They were definitely lucky to have gotten away with the 3 points at Leicester in a game where they were at 1.20 up. Let it go, conceded a goal right on half time. Again, struggling with set pieces as such. I mean, we have mentioned it in an earlier pod as well. That if you are a team who struggles with set pieces, you cannot be a world class team under any circumstances.
It's as simple as that. It's the best teams that have always been successful. And even go down to Spain, go down to Germany, if you look at Madrid, they are good at defending set pieces. They have the likes of Sergio Ramos, who does peak. In fact, the best performance are in the set piece for defensive and defensive side. And the same can be said for Bayern Munich with Hummels, with Boateng. They have a very good setup in defense when it comes to set pieces. Be it England, the best partnerships, if you think of Ferdinand, you think of Vidic, you think of John Terry, you think of Liverpool, you think of Tammy Hubbard, you think of Jamie Carragher, all of them are aces in the set pieces. And if you cannot plan a set piece and you cannot plan how to defend a set piece, including a goalkeeper who seems to run out, like eating the ice cream truck, I don't know what.
In fact, I'd probably feel more assured if Jamie Carragher put on the boots again and got onto the field, or even if Pepe Reina decided to step into goal instead of Müller at this point, at whatever they are. Anyway, lest we spend the entire podcast talking about mediocrity, let's up the game a little. Good results this week for all the contenders. Tottenham finally getting a good win under their belt in a London derby, although again it was away, not at Wembley. Yeah. Arsenal, good win against West Bromwich Albion, they needed a win. And of course, Manchester United continuing with the good form. We have already spoken about the other half of Manchester, who look even more menacing as it goes along, dismantling teams almost at will. But today we still stay in London, and we focus on the team that has quietly made it up the charts, like the sleeper hit of the summer. And that would be Antonio Conte's Chelsea. Which I'll lay out for us. Are Chelsea doing something radically different? Or is Conte onto something of a winning strategy here?
No, so Conte has basically defined to every member of the squad in terms of that one, Chelsea are a hardworking team now. He does not care who you are, he does not care about what your salary is, he does not care how big of a star you are. If you are on the if you're putting on the Chelsea jersey, you are going to run the yards, you are going to put in the effort, and you are going to fall back, you are going to push forward. And so he's basically drawn out the principles, the guidelines for each player. And like you mentioned, are they doing anything drastically? No, not at all. They haven't changed their formation one bit. They are still holding on to the famous 3-5-2 that mastermind that brought to English football almost. And they are doing their job the same, but what they have changed is a minor tweak. A majority of last year, what they did is they started with Matic and they brought on Fabregas as a great start. But now what happens with bringing on Fabregas as a starter and him playing and getting more minutes, the simple result is Fabregas releasing the ball a lot bigger than Matic or Kante, because both of Matic and Kante were both, the dirty work towards the attacking makers, but Fabregas now that he's ending in more static baller, and he seems to be playing a lot of first-time balls, which if you really look at Morata, who's now a combination of pace, some power, comes good in the air. So that one of the goals he scored against Stoke is decently outran the Stoke defender. At the same time, he seems to be feeding Pedro, he seems to be feeding Victor Moses. So sadly, Chelsea are not just a good team in terms of defense, in terms of doing the dirty work, in terms of, but sadly they are a quick team as well, because the simple wings that they have with Alonso, with Pedro, with Hazard, with Victor Moses is now being used far more extensively. And that is catching the teams off guard. And a large number of teams have still not done their homework on Morata, and that's definitely working, because if you look at Stoke, they set up for a physical game against Morata. They thought they can out-muscle and out-beat Morata in the air. But what they did not prepare was Morata being good with his feet and Morata being quick on the ball. So a lot of positives for Chelsea. A hat-trick in possibly the fourth or fifth game in England is unheard of. So a great start for Morata and Bell. So all things look good, but I still think I'm not sure if they have the depth. I think Chelsea, also the course of the season, they have to prioritize on a couple of trophies. They're saying, okay, Europe and the Premier League might be my focus, because outside of these players and a couple of changes on the wing that you have Vinicius coming in, I'm not sure they have the depth to last the entire duration of the Premier League and the Russian Cup. But they are definitely doing the basics right.
All right, and speaking of doing the basics right, this will be up for a big test this weekend,
because
they will be clashing with Manchester City, another team on red hot form, a big tactical clash, because it's Pep Guardiola against Antonio Conte. Not for the first time these two bigs are clashing, but not on a non-European stage. How do you sort of see that shaping up?
I think this is going to be possibly one of the most interesting games that we are going to watch this season, simply because, like you said, it's going to be a tactical match. If Guardiola tries to out-muscle Chelsea, he will get beaten. Because, I'm sorry, but a Fernando or Fernandinho put together will not be able to outplay a Kante. Kante should be better than both of them. It will happen. But at the same time, it's going to be very tricky, because it's going to be attack of the their most needs are going to be attacking, because if you look at Man City currently, they only have one form of defense that's attack, because it's Kevin De Bruyne right on top of form, as well as right on top of form. If you have Gabriel Jesus right on top of form, everybody right on top of form, they would not want to sit back and see if they want to attack Chelsea. But Chelsea, I think, will set up in a more counter attacking style, because the one thing that has really not happened, and we all know for a fact, is Manchester City's defense is still weak, and this is going to be the first main test of Manchester City defense, because currently they're going to have world class defense are coming up against each other. And if you really look at Man City in the last couple of games, be it Crystal Palace or the cup tie against West Bromwich Albion, they have had weak moments. If you look at the highlights, it's just a 6 goals that you see, but if you watch the entire 90 minutes, you will see that their defense is still very shaky. The defense is still having weak moments, especially against the players who are running at them. So it's going to be interesting because it's the likes of Hazard, it's the likes of Chelsea Lopez basically, and Morata coming in and running at them are going to have a top game. I think it's going to be very, very interesting because Chelsea are the better defensive team. Manchester City are the better offensive team. But if you were to do a player-to-player comparison, it comes up very even at the end of the day. So it's tough to call this one, but I think Manchester City's defense might be the one to bail on this one.
Alright, so we are giving Chelsea just that little bit of an edge. Based on the fact that it could be Man City's defense, which could be tested. And of course, presumably they will last better than Liverpool's defense did against them. But enough of the Merseyside bashing. That's about all the time we have for this week. And we genuinely had not have time. It's not because I wanted to stop the Merseyside bashing there. We will come back with a longer episode on that and Liverpool's strange defensive disease later on. But for the meantime, this is about all we have. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Pocket Cast, you can find us on Stitcher or any other podcasting platform that you use. You can find us on Audio Boom. Visit our channel on Soccer Sense and let us know how we are doing. Thank you for all your support there because we are right up on the charts in terms of the popular podcast in football. So thanks again. And you can connect with us on Twitter at Sense Soccer. In the meantime, that's all we have for this week. And this is Tariq signing off along with Vishal. And see you guys next week.
Thank you.